That's the fire bell. It is ringing in the tower
of the town hall. No, Masonic Hall. Business on the parade has stopped. And that's very strange. People are not looking to the town hall where the fire engine is. Oh, no. They're looking towards, and where the fire station is, but they're looking towards Maney. And then strange murmurs I heard. Will it come this way, do you think? Yes, hark. The sound of a galloping horse is heard in the distance. Here it comes. Oh, my dear Rotarians, how few of you have seen a galloping cart horse with a small man clinging perilously to its broad back. Its loose harness rattling and clanking, and its great hooves causing sparks to fly from the stony road. Somewhere in Maney, by the side of the road, is a, well, a pathetic sight, really. It's an upturned dust cart with its shafts sticking up in the air. Oh, what a change has been here. Oh, what a metamorphosis. What a change from grunt to butterfly, from drawing a degrading dust cart to this glorious gallop-along parade. Now the cynosure of all eyes, now the object of admiration from all. It was the horse being galloped to the fire station to pull the fire engine. There was no traffic problem in those days. This little incident shows it. Peace with the Boers, after 3 years of war, came at 10 o'clock in the evening on June the 1st, and the bells were ringing a merry peal. We decided to have a bonfire. We made it of beansticks that was stuck outside round the shop for sale next morning, fourpence halfpenny a bundle. Round that shop, it was Fordry's in those days, it's now a jeweller's at the top of Newhall Street. It was a damn good bonfire. We held it slap bang in the middle of the roadway of the parade, opposite the Western Church, now the public library. There was no hold-up of traffic because, you see, there was no traffic. A side shoot of this, or a side shoot, if you care to call it like that, of this no traffic on the road, was Tamworth was a kind of mystery town. Very few people had been to Tamworth. You see, to get to Tamworth in those days, first of all, you took a train to Castle Bromwich. You changed into a local stopping train going north that would stop at Tamworth. The result is very few people had been to Tamworth. That was only 7 miles away. Of course, I know there was the push bike, but it's amazing, my dear chaps, how long it took the bicycle to really come to its proper popularity. And that was entirely due to the awful state of the roads. There were nothing but loose stones, macadam, loose stones, horrible. Well, now, it's about time. I'm all right, Mr. Chairman. It's all right, I got on to a few aspects of the social side of life in those days. Well, snobbery was universal. It was rampant. It affected all classes because, you see, each class aped, that's a good word, where's the schoolmasters? Apes, all right. Aped the class above it. Up you go. Even such people as the municipal charity trustees did not escape. They were just as guilty as anybody else. They decided to give clothing to the poorest boys and the poorest girls in the school. And very nice, too. What could be better? Alas. These children had to be marked as the poorest of children, of course. And so the result was, the boys, they had a dark blue coat, that is the poorest of them, had a dark blue coat, steel buttons, and brown corduroy trousers. And the girls wore a brown frock and dark blue cloak. Of course, on the part of the individual, this snobbery was unpleasant beyond words and also farcical. No lady would carry a parcel home on any consideration whatsoever. Carriage folk, when shopping, did not get out of their carriages. Indeed, no. The shopkeeper came out to them. And shopkeepers were not away from their businesses. Indeed, no, it was not done by the best people. Oh, no, certainly not. In those days, ladies wore a horrible skirt. Oh, Lord. It had a long train to it. Oh. And this train, if not held up like this, dragged on the footpath amongst all the muck and dirt. Ugh. Mind you, men were just, I suppose, just as foolish, really, but men were more foolish in the upper story of the human frame. Here's a photograph, his friend, of a very smart young man of those days. I was wearing a 3-inch and oh my God, I was hurt across here. Oh. Where have we got to? We'll turn over the next page. There was no tarmac in those days. The parade was really just an ordinary country road. And the result was, in wet weather, mud, and in dry weather, dust. And a slight breeze in the dry weather, it would cause clouds of dust, and the cry would go up, oh, where is that water cart? I might say this dust got over everything, food. And you might call it was a kind of condiment for the flies that were already there, or over the food. Now here's a point you must remember, it's hard to believe. All the shopkeepers, without exception, lived on their premises. There was no agreed hours for closing shops. Some closed at 8 and some at 9. On Saturdays, now where's Ray Scribner? I haven't seen him, is he here? Where is he? Ray, listen to this, would you? Have you got your ears open? All right. Right, on Saturdays, the butchers closed at 11, some at 11, and some at 12. Have you got it? Good. Nine. These four butchers at Christmas did a rather extraordinary thing. they put posts in the curb, and then from these posts they put a wooden roof over the footpath. The result was that the meat was displayed on both sides, and the pedestrian walked through an avenue of meat. Is that a tip at all, I wonder? Have you learned anything from that? Now, here's a point. Now, this is getting rather serious, this is. Will you please note all this damn thing, John? Will you please... Is that registered? Wash, get a piece of Indian rubber and rub that out. What did I do? Oh, here you are. Now, the parade ended in these days somewhere opposite Newhall Street, right about that. Now, please note, not a single one of those shops have been rebuilt since 1902. The result is the second and third story of those shops are just the same as they were in 1902, which is rather extraordinary, I consider. Where are we? I mustn't miss out here. My God, I've got something on the other side here. Oh, Lord, yes. Excuse me, where are we? There were houses to let all over the town. And in addition to that, there was an enormous number of cards in the windows, apartments to let. Now, what do you think was the cause of all these cards, apartments to let? You'd never guess. Who was the oldest among you? I don't know. You'd never guess. It was because Sutton Coldfield in those days was a summer holiday resort for the Birmingham people. And very good, too. I suppose the park was still just as attractive. And I've known some people, not very wealthy people, they were saying the whole house for themselves and their family of kids. There were no ash bins, but there were ash pits. These were emptied every 6 months at either the landlord's or the tenant's expense. There were no public lavatories. The men, of course, were provided for at the pubs, but the ladies, I'm sorry to tell you, had to go to the railway station. There was no public library, but two shops on the parade that provided novels, twopence a week. Oh, my God, they were... We never could find out where they got the things from. The only thing is that possibly now they're rather valuable as a, kind of a representative of the trashy literature of the mid-Victorian period. Oh, it was dreadful. Oh, they were really awful. There was no hospital. Now, I'm not elaborating that because I just wasn't capable of doing so. Put that in your pipes and smoke it anyway. No hospital, no cinema, no stores, no company shops. And the mayor, this is rather interesting, but it's true, and the mayor was rarely seen by the public. Now, Mr. President, don't go pale and don't shiver with real horror at this. There was a firm rumour that most council business was done in the smoke room of the Royal Hotel. Anyway, look here. Here are a few nice things of those days. Beer, tuppence a pint. Ha ha, penny a half pint. Players' cigarettes. And they were the best in those days. Sevens for ten. Tobacco. Oh my God, this is awful. Fourpence halfpenny an ounce. Oh. I have never reckoned up what I pay for my tobacco. Income tax was 1 and 6 pence in the pound. I don't want the devil to know my next. What the devil is this? Oh, yes, income tax was 1 and 6 in the pound. The income tax people, when I ask about this, they said, all through. I said, what do you think they mean by that, sir? Ron, all through. 1 and 6 in the pound, all through. You don't know? Well, you don't have a law to. Well, anyway, that's what they said. Now, the last item. Now, this last item, I think that's the last item. And these good things, I'm a little bit nervous about telling you this, because I don't want you to go away depressed and say, you know, the old fool shouldn't have told us that. Anyway, I'm going to do so. So sit tight, everybody. Possibly hold on to the table or something, that sort of thing. Now, there was a delivery of letters on Sunday morning at a penny each. Have you got it? I'll repeat it. There was a delivery of letters on Sunday morning at a penny each. Well, you've taken it very calmly. Well, I thought you'd all fall over it. I think you'd go, well, all right, well, now, how's the time, Mr. Tim? It's now time to say goodbye to this strange but dear people. Come with me to the parade. Day early. About 6 o'clock. And men are hurrying to the station. They're catching the 6:15. They are the workmen, the manual laborers. They wear cloth caps. And in hour's time, come to the parade again, and then hurry to the station again. They're catching the 7:30. They are the clerks, the office workers, and the shop assistants. They wear bowler hats. Come once more to the parade with me. Ha ha, ha ha, therefore it's about 9:15. Here they come, the top notchers, the bosses, the stockbrokers, the managers, the lawyers, and the bank managers. Oh my God, here they all come. There's a smell of cigars. They do not hurry, no. They are going by the 9:30, non-stop. They wear black silk top hats. And as they cross Park Road and turn into Station Street, and the breeze flutters their frock coats, we will say goodbye. No. We will say goodbye to the ghosts of 1902.